All right. Welcome, 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 everyone. Ladies, gentlemen, and everyone in between, this is Tony's Political Ramblings. And so, it's recently become very clear to me, as well as many others, that the United States is under the impression that we are a divided nation politically. We have two different camps who are at opposing ends of the spectrum and just cannot reconcile their differences. That's the idea. That's the common idea going around right now. But I'm here to argue today that that's a myth. As I've had a background, academic background in studying the media, pieces of it, that's obviously part of my academic background, but part of it was always the transition from more on-the-scene coverage of things to more of the talking heads, combative type shows that we see today on modern news networks. And I'm not putting the entire problem on that, obviously, but I do think that's a big part of things, as the news and the media is where we hear about politics primarily. And so you have that going around. You have things like Twitter, where you only have a few sentences to express a very complicated idea. That's another piece of it here. And then on top of that, you have the internet, which has been able to bring people together in such a way that has not been made possible in the past. And the only other comparison that I have is with the Telegraph. And contrary to what you might think when the telegraph was invented, and obviously the internet's the same way, people did not use that increase in communication to get along with each other. Oftentimes it was an easier way to highlight their differences, as we're seeing now with things like the internet and social media, that sort of thing. And so, again, out of all of this, again, there are a number of factors, and many of which I haven't even mentioned in that brief little introduction there, but out of this, we're getting this idea that there are liberals on one end and there are conservatives on the other, and they've got their arms crossed, their backs to each other, and they're not talking. They just can't find the middle ground. It doesn't exist, supposedly. But I'm out here to say that no, that's false. That's actually demonstrably false, as I'm going to go into here. There was a couple of studies that I'm going to reference here. They were done in the last several months. And so the first one is actually about a piece of legislation, and that is the bipartisan infrastructure bill that was actually passed recently. So it's only a matter of time till that starts to go into effect. I'm passing the Senate, my mistake. And so that a study that was done on that found that the 72%, it was a Harvard-Harris poll that was done. It was found that 72% of the people surveyed, which represented the American public, backed to the bipartisan infrastructure deal. And so obviously in the final votes in the Senate, you did see that sort of being reflected. But again, this was pitched initially as a Democrat bill, you know, like a Democrat thing, and there are Republicans going to fight it, yada, yada, yada. And even something so simple as infrastructure can't get bipartisan support. But then when you actually look at what the constituents of the actual senators are saying, you find that there's bipartisan support for it. And then there you go, you get bipartisan support in the Senate. How about that? And so then when we, there's another study also done by Harvard's University's Carr Center for Human Rights and Institute of Politics that was done in November of last year ahead of the, actually, my mistake, in the fall of last year heading up to the 2020 election. And I'm just going to rattle off a few of the findings here. So they found that 93%, let me say that again, 93% of those surveyed, which, again, those surveyed represent the larger American population, 93% agreed that there was a right to clean air and water. 92% were in support of personal data protection, were in favor of that. 89% were in favor of affordable health care. And 85% were in favor of a right to a job, right? And so, again, these are broad issues. Sure, I'll give you that. But these are just a few of many things that people find that there's overwhelming support from people on either side of the aisle. I mean, honestly, the right to clean air and water, I don't know who the other 7% are in that context, but I don't know. Maybe they like drinking dirty water, I suppose. But there is overwhelming support for a number of issues, and I just really want to drive home the point that we are not as different as we think we are. I have friends on both sides of the aisle, and while I can find things that I disagree with, in full transparency, it's you know, I find areas of disagreement on either side, primarily those of my Republican friends, but hey, that's just where I stand. But at the same time, we can find a lot of middle ground, and that's the point. That's the reason why we have debate, discussions, and an open forum and for us to express ourselves politically and to engage in these conversations at a deep level, at a very high level as well, to keep getting new ideas into the system and to figure things out together. And that's the whole point. And so I wanted to really drive that point home here. And as difficult as it is sometimes when you see the caricatures, the very exaggerated, far lefter who, you know, whatever stereotype comes to mind when I say that, or some rabid anti-vaxxer, whatever stereotype you see there from the right, you know, whatever comes to mind when I say those two. Most people are not like that. Most people are more towards the center, and most people have more things in common than we are led to believe. And even among the people that we disagree with, I encourage you all to remember that they are people. They're people with families. They're people with dreams and goals in life that they want to accomplish. And the second that we turn our backs on our fellow Americans is the second that we start to get in real trouble. So I encourage you to take a step towards the middle. Listen to what someone on the other side is saying. And when you start to make an argument yourself, try and find a few different sources to back up what you're saying. But most importantly, keep an open ear and an open mind.